This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state is moving quickly to get hundreds of millions of dollars to businesses and individual Coloradans after lawmakers passed a stimulus package last week. CPR's Andrew Kinney has more.
That new financial support will become a reality over the next few months, with some types of help arriving faster than others. For example, $54 million of housing relief money will go to existing programs that can quickly pay it out to renters and property owners who apply for it. And for restaurants, a four-month break on sales taxes has already started. But some new programs, including grants for small businesses and to help students get internet access, may take until January and February to pay out. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Hospitals took a financial hit earlier in the pandemic when patients delayed care and made fewer visits to those facilities. Hospitals also had to spend more on PPE and staffing and implement budget cuts. Tom Rennell with the State Hospital Association is concerned that the current surge will force another temporary halt to non-emergency surgeries.
When that happened in April and to a certain part in May, hospital revenues declined enormously. It was unsustainable.
Rennell says more federal relief money is likely needed. The Hospital Association estimates members could lose up to $7 billion this year and next year. 58 degrees in Denver, 38 in Vail, 45 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.